be the Speaker of the Assembly. He's running for Senate.
No, he's not. Not yet. I was thinking about anything about that.
Bills and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, what?
Nice Jewish boy.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
But the whores and all that crap?
Yeah.
But how big do they want?
So Target is like,
ah, but I mean, how big is this place they're building? I mean, it sounds humongous. What the hell did you say here?
I'm actually right at.
Give me the green light and.
Is it essentially how high is it? It's four stories now, so how high is it going to be?
I'm on the Culver City Plaza.
Oh, it's still four stories.
Yeah, instead of the exit center on the left, you turn right.
So it's just, they're just widening it. They're not raising it. You know, the problem is your street is going to be full of.
That's great, our great officer.
Workers parking their cars forever. Well, I don't know. I feel like we're being encircled. So, frankly, if you're against it, I'm with you. Matter of fact, even if you're not against it, I'm still against it.
Well, we'll see if anybody comes to talk to me.
I might be a voice in the wilderness here, but I mean, there seems to be no end to this stuff.
I'm someone who has to see.
There isn't on Sepulveda Boulevard. I mean, I live near Sepulveda Boulevard, and Sepulveda Boulevard is no fun. It's like it's all been filled up with Costco and the exercise place.
Well, that Target, that whole Target intersection is a nightmare anyway, as it is.
So it's just.
How far are you from Sepulveda?
Yeah.
How far are you from Sepulveda?
Two blocks.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready? Yeah, let's go.
Three blocks. Burnett.
Wow.
Let's go. Yalla.
I don't know.
Yalla, I want to get out of here.
I'll stick with the
word
circle, because that's how I feel. I mean, Carino tells me that, you know, they made a presentation and the Noble Estates clowns were all, you know, which I have my doubts about them too, frankly, but... They were for it. I said, well, why were they for it? What was that all about? You tell me they're for it.
White balance, color bars.
Yes.
There's nothing more to it than that.
All right, no. Kathleen, Mr. Luna. All right, I like it, guys.
Well, you come late.
That Ann O'Connor's pretty sharp cookie. Yeah, that's all she got.
Well,
sir.
Shall I go sit with Tony?
Your usual spot.
Sit where?
Mr. Luna, what's happening, buddy? Everything's okay? Let's rock and roll.
Do you want me to take a picture of you?
Let me get some water.
All right,
you know.
Bring one for George. George, you want water?
You want water?
Yes, sure.
Yeah, get him a water, too.
You were there. Just read the tea leaves here.
When the governor was there and everything.
You can have her a couple of times just to be quiet a little.
Yeah, it was. Yes. She was in New York. She just came back last night. She went for a wedding.
Georgie Borgie.
We lived in Manhattan. We grew up both.
It's the male model in the room, Bob.
I grew up with great names. She grew up in Boston.
Is that better?
All right, without further ado, you ready, Joseph?
Yes, let's go. Howard. Howard. Be on a diet, come on.
I wonder, did you buy any cars from there?
No.
Mr. Henry?
What's happening, Mr. De La Cuesta?
And we're rolling.
All right.
Okay.
We have a rock star in the room, so we have to...
What's going on over there?
All the meetings in order. Whoever wants to sit.
If you hit it hard, maybe you'll pay attention.
I was going to say, yeah, that includes you, Bob.
The pleasure of the day, everybody wants to stand up anyway.
Are you ready, Mr. Secretary?
Maria!
Yeah,
Maria! Waiting for you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we are going to call the meeting to order. Let's see. If I can have Daniel Luna lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Councilmember Luna.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Very good. Mr. Secretary, if I could have roll call, please.
Okay, President Thomas.
Here.
Vice President Benjamin.
Here.
Secretary Hendry here. Treasurer Hopp.
Here.
Ms. Havard.
She's excused.
Okay, Ms. Meyer.
Here.
Mr. Lazarevitz.
Here.
Mr. Martin.
He's excused.
Mr. Guevara. Was he coming for one more time? We did not know.
No.
Ms. Skelton. Mr. Camara. Did I say Mr. Camara? No, I don't. Okay. Mr. Maleko.
Here.
Mr. Anand.
Present.
Mr. De La Cuesta. He might be late. Okay. Ms. Patton.
Here.
Okay. Mr. Lynn.
Here.
Mr. Luna. Mr. Marabi.
Here.
And Ms. Arzola.
She's excused.
Okay. Got 13.
Very good. We have a quorum and we can officially conduct business. Moving on, comments from the chair. I just have a couple things. This Friday, we are co-sponsoring the AB60 event with Assemblymember Adrian Nazarian. That is at Church on the Way. And we're also doing a blood drive with the Assemblymember on September 5th. Moving on, public comment. I only have two comment cards in. All right, so Donna, you're on the list too.
Cards over there if they want. I have more.
Okay, so if we could have the right honorable Mr. Hertzberg come on up and kick us off here.
Thank you, darlings.
Thank you. Mr. President, how you doing?
How are you, sir?
Thank you. Thanks for having me back. You remember last time when I was here, I had the folks from the State Legislative Leaders Council that were here in town working on issues. But since I've last been here, we've had an election. And as you know, in elections in partisan races as opposed to nonpartisan races, in the open primary law, even if you get more than 50% plus one, you still have to run again. So if in the city of Los Angeles, if this would have been a city council race, I got 60-some percent of the vote, 63, 64, I don't remember. But it was more than 50% plus one, but I have to run again against one of the same candidates that I ran against before. That being said, as I've mentioned, that each of the times that I've been here in the past, I'm still going to work hard. Olga's out there with people on the street. Where's Olga? Every day. There's Olga over there. We're surveying people and really doing the homework. I don't know if anybody got potholders last time. This time I'm doing big bags for shopping, for recycle bags, really nice, really good ones, expensive ones, not the ones that'll break on you. But they're so expensive to mail because the potholders were like $3 to mail and stuff. So I'm getting 30,000. I'm going to hang them on your door with a vote reminder card. So we're going to use the ground operation, reaching out to people and give out those kinds of things. But the same kind of things we did last time, if you got one of these before, if you're an absentee voter, we did a neighbor-to-neighbor campaign, a number of people who helped participate in that, or really reach out. And the purpose of that is not a partisan purpose. It is about community. It's all about community. I have already formed an organization called the Fund for the Valley. I'm going to raise money privately, and I'm going to, and if I'm fortunate enough to get elected, I want to use this Fund for the Valley to get out and get in the community, get a bunch of kids who, graduated college but don't have jobs yet, and go help folks. Do things like we're already identifying everybody who is entitled to an earned income tax credit but hasn't received it. Go help them deliver a check. It's federal money. It will help stimulate the economy. It will help families. We're going to go to the controller's office. There's thousands of people in the community who have assets the state has. We're going to go and knock on their door and get it back to them. I've already met with folks at Mission College to identify, together with some of the big real estate companies, where all the businesses are, and find out what kind of people you need to work, and get people who have trained jobs, whether welders or electricians or I don't care what it is, and get people jobs. It is all about community and old-fashioned hard work, getting people work, delivering a check, forget all the fancy schmancy stuff, and that's what I want to try to do at a community level. I've talked to Congressman Tony Cardenas. We're in the process of discussing with a number of the other electeds the notion of trying to pull together a really significant coalition for the Valley of the state, federal, county, city officials that have a voice, that stand together. We're going to work on a water issue, and we're all going to come together, figure out how to make it work. Whatever the issues are, we haven't decided what that looks like. But the notion about this is really, you know, we did this pretty well before when I served in state government, and then now Congressman Cardenas, but then Assemblymember Cardenas was the chair of the Budget Committee. If you recall, we delivered gigantically for the Valley. The resources aren't as big today as they were then. You know, we did all the sound walls, everything south of Roscoe, the Orange Line. Go down the list. It was unbelievable how fantastic it was and what we were able to accomplish with the coalition. We're going to try to use all the multi-levels and really coordinate it. I just talked to Assemblymember DeBobney about it. We're going to the Republicans, too. I don't care. It's about delivering for folks and making sure for the Valley works. It's not a partisan play. It is a people, San Fernando Valley approach. So it's and the last thing I want to share with you, so we're still engaged in a very aggressive campaign, irrespective of whether it appears or not appears to be competitive. We had 480 volunteers in the primary. I'm trying to get more in the general. Again, it gives great kids opportunities to get involved. If anybody has any kids who want to intern and involve, it touches people. It shows you care. It's really important. You see it here at the neighborhood council level. Last night I was in Sun Valley Neighborhood Council. I'm still running around doing all the same stuff. And then the last part is, which I just want to share with everybody, and I'm interested in ideas, and I know there's some issues, some ideas here for legislation. But let me just tell you my point of view after being Speaker of the House, traveling the world, coming back now as a buck private to start all over again in this process. I've said this to you the last couple of times I've been here, and I come back, and I will say it every time I come here. I'm not here for the ego. I'm not here because I need my name in the paper. I'm not here because I want my name on bills. I really have thought through where we need to go. And if we're going to be successful, we got to look at the tough challenges in the eye, and we got to be creative and listen to each other, deeply listen to each other, and figure out solutions. That has been the genius of California, and we have to stick with it. And so I'm trying to use the experience that I've gained, my energy that I still have in the process, to try to really deliver for California in a big way, and to basically be a warrior for the Valley. So I'm here. I'm happy to answer any questions anybody has. I said I would be back. I'm back. I'll be back again, and you're going to see me. I'm available. I'm accessible, and I live in Van Nuys, right over here on Langdon, and life's good, and I want to make it better. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna. Mr. Speaker, just real quick, as you know, we are formulating language to turn over to Assemblymember Nazarian.
Yeah.
Okay, let's all welcome Miriam. Miriam has entered the room. Miriam, how welcome to the council meeting. All right, back to the Speaker of the House. Just like a minute briefing, what is the process? Say we turn over the language to Adrene, what happens then?
What will happen is, if Adrene elects to introduce the measure, here's how the process works legislatively. We're now at the end of a two-year session. It will be over on the 28th of August, and it's done. Sine die, it's called. Starting December 1st, there will be a new session. When the new session happens, there'll just be an initial session. People will get sworn in. They'll adopt the rules, elect the leaders, and then they will convene until the first Monday in January. When they convene in January, the month of January is the month where legislators turn their bill ideas into the Legislative Council. The Legislative Council is a nonpartisan lawyer, attorney-client privilege with all the legislators, and they write the bills. So if you have an idea, you'll talk to them, you'll be back and forth with the lawyers, and they'll write a bill. you have to then get all your legislative council language in by the end of January. And then you have till the end of February to turn your bill in and put it across the desk. You literally put it across the desk. You walk up to the front of the rostrum, you put it across the desk, and the clerk stamps it, and you're the next in order. Lots of times, just so you know, people will engage in a process where they want a certain number. For example, I had the Contraceptive Equity Act, which became the Hobby Lobby case nationally, and I wanted AB 62 because the last time we had the contraceptive was approved was 1962, and so I wanted AB 62. Some people want different bill numbers for different purposes. So we get the bill number, and then it gets referred out by Rules Committee into a policy committee in the House of Origin. So if it's an Assembly bill, it's in the Assembly. If it's a Senate, it's a House of Origin bill. In the month of March, you'll hear a bill in the committee. This would be in the Public Safety Committee that I used to chair. And then after there, if it costs more than $150,000, it goes to Appropriations. Appropriations Committee in the House of Origin will be in the month of May, in probably April or May, and then it gets out of there, goes onto the floor of the House of Origin, passes out presumably, and then the same process starts over again. And by the way, just so you know, I mean, some of these bills, just, you know, we all talk about this stuff, but the bill physically has to be carried. There's certain old rules in the Constitution. So when a bill gets referred to a committee, there's a clerk who carries it in a box to the committee, and the committee secretary takes possession of the bill. And then it goes, and literally when it goes from one house to the other, all the bills go in a big box, and the clerk takes them and carries them and hands them to the clerk in the Senate. Now, the reason that's so important is there have been occasions in the past when there are controversial bills that have been lost in the process. When you get me drinking a little bit, I'll tell you a couple of those great stories. But they have been lost. They have been locked in people's drawers. And if there is no bill, a physical bill that gets stamped, the original bill, there's no bill. It's really amazing. Uh-huh. I didn't know that, you know, when you're that close to the process. And then it goes to the other house. And then hopefully by the end of the year one, if it passes out, it will go to the governor's desk. And the governor has 30 days to sign. If it's at the end, 12 days to sign if it's before September. Now, if it doesn't pass in the first year, it could be what's called a two-year bill. And then it takes the second year. But the end of 2 years, if you can't pass a bill in 2 years, you got to start all over again with a new bill number because that legislative session's over. Okay? That's Hertzberg School of Legislation. Happy to answer any of the questions. I know this.
Does anybody else have anything for the speaker?
So that's helpful. Hopefully, you know, lots of times you all assume these things, but that's really how it happens.
Going once. Going twice.
Annette, come on, you got a question.
No, I was just going to.
Darling, I know you got something, darling.
Well, I did get, but no, what I was going to say was.
Don't say it.
Don't say it. Weis mirre.
I live
right near the corner of Sepulveda and Victory, and you know, I mean, I don't know about the age issue, but I sure see a lot of evidence of a lot of these problems. You know, it's pretty bad.
Yes.
Ms. Skelton.
Ms. Skelton, do you happen to have a question?
Thank you for coming out.
Absolutely. Thank you for inviting me. I don't know. We'll figure that. We'll find out what it looks like. I got to look at this. I got to go to Brazil this weekend. I'm on the board of directors of a company that's trying to cure cancer, and we found 300 cancer people that we've cured their cancer, and we don't not legal here, so I'm going to go there. I'll be gone for 3 days, and I'll be back. But otherwise, I'm around, and I just want you to say I'm not so young no more.
All right. Well, I have a
thank
question.
You.
Yeah. Look at it.
I'm 59.
Paul and then Howard. Mr. Anand.
Hello. Thank you very much. And thank you very much for coming here and gracing us with your presence.
Great.
We haven't had the opportunity to meet. I'm actually a business owner, but I also work a lot with the community.
What's your business? What do you do?
I own 7-Elevens. So I have...
You're a franchisee.
I'm a franchisee. I have
IFA.
I have many franchisee friends who are here.
Right.
They're hardworking individuals.
Sure.
And a lot of us are involved in our communities. We hire people from our communities to come work for us. And we are, you know, we're constantly under pressure from the franchisor. So I just wanted to ask you, you know, if you're aware, as you probably are aware, obviously, of what we've been pushing for, which was a Fair Franchising Act.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering what, how you feel about the Fair Franchising Act, and if you would help bring it to the floor.
I don't know the details, but I know the law. I know the area pretty well. For those older people in the room, I used to, my father formed a company called Pioneer Chicken.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember, Pioneer Chicken?
Yeah.
And I know the whole, that world pretty well. I've represented folks in the space. In fact, one of my first cases with Richard Close in 1981 from the neighboring hood who were involved in this stuff. But I know it really well. I don't know the details of what the, your act is, but I certainly know the relationships. I know what franchisees do. I know what the challenges are. We had a number of them in the situation, but I can't opine because I don't know.
I'll give you a brief example. So basically what's happening now is franchisors and franchisees used to have a symbiotic relationship where you had people who were working together. And what's happened now is Japanese corporations, exterior large corporations are coming in, buying out those franchisors. And for, in our example, they even have a lawsuit pending against them right now against 7-Eleven from the franchisees with regards to what they're doing, which is called churning. Churning means they're trying to kick out all the old franchisees,
right,
so that they can make money, make more profit.
Well,
by churning.
They flip them and they sell a new franchise and they retrade the same store.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. And then they up the numbers.
Or they come in, find a franchisee they don't like, and open another store right across the street.
Right.
And there are many. There's quite a
bill,
few situations.
What's the bill? Who's doing the bill? What bill number?
It came out through the Senate. It was SB 610.
Who's the author?
I'll look it up.
SB 610 this year. Where is it right now in the system? I'm not there yet.
It's currently coming up for. It's currently waiting to come up for a vote. So
in the Senate?
Or in the Assembly.
Senator Jackson's bill.
Cough drops.
So we're hoping that it can.
Yeah, I'm not there yet. I'm not going to get elected until November if I win, and then I go in December. So it'll be over. It'll either pass or won't, and you'll probably revisit it if it doesn't. If it does, it'll be law. So I'll look at it. I know Hannah Beth. I served with her, and did you write that down? 610. I see what it is, but I'll look at it. I know the rules. I know what the situation is. I just didn't know the current situation of what they're doing. I know how, like, they don't pay their fees in. You don't pay the advertising. They force you to buy all their product at higher expenses and all that stuff.
And even in Subway and other places, they don't even allow them to associate together, to even form associations. So one of the things written in this bill would be that we would be allowed to have and form our own associations so we can negotiate with our franchise.
Well, look at it. You got anything to say, John? Come on.
Mr. Vice President. Yes.
Again, thank you so much for coming. It's always a pleasure to have you here. Before you go ahead with this repatriating probate funds that have been, that are in the coffers of the state of California, could we have a conversation
sure.
on that?
It's not probate stuff. What I was thinking about was, you know, lots of times there's assets that are, you know, you've seen the controller's website. All I'm trying to do is, lots of times ordinary folks, you know, government creates all this stuff, and they expect people to think about it all the time. You're checking your kids. You're dealing with your life. You don't know. So I want to go and look up, literally street by street, if somebody's old has $32 sitting in a bank account somewhere. It's not the probate side of the issue.
I'm going to give you something
okay.
to read while...
Okay, I'll look at it.
Give it back to me
okay.
before you leave,
okay.
all right?
Yeah, yeah.
But
really?
It's a TV show.
Okay.
All right, that I'm selling.
Okay.
All right, so before you move ahead on this thing and cut me off at the knees.
Okay. Okay, I got it. Next case. I got that.
All right, anybody else have anything for Speaker Hertzberg?
Thank you, everybody.
Going once, going twice. Oh. Of course, Miriam.
Come on.
When's the last time I spoke to him? Sure, he's around. He's still the president of the Sherman Oaks. I was at Sherman Oaks Homeowner Association, but I've I don't remember. I think it was the toy drive, probably. I don't remember last time I talked to him, but whenever I see him around town and stuff, I can't. Are those council people?
We are working on that, Miriam.
Okay, next.
I agree with that.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, everybody.
And with that, Bob Hertzberg, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, sir. Yes. All right, coming up next, Candito. You have...
Ladies first.
Let's see who we got here. We got Donna and Miriam. And that... Who wants to kick it off? Donna? Donna, you're recognized.
Okay. Now, Hubert, Pop Hertzberg was saying that he very interested in Van Nuys and wanted to get things done in Van Nuys, but things won't really be really good unless we have the video conferencing open in Van Nuys, and I think you should actually be talking to some of your friends over there in the city council. Because this is a question of letting the Van Nuys, actually the whole San Fernando Valley, have a voice. Because right now, over the hill, they won't care really what happens over here. So even up higher up, we won't ever like, get things done until video conferencing comes in. And another problem we have is a friend of mine at work was telling me that they're going to be having a parklets where she lives, and there are $50,000 each for each little parklet, and all it consisted was like a bench and a bench and some place to sit and a place to put your bike rack and a plant and maybe some grass where they put it on. It's a very small little area. And to me, that a lot better could be spent in the city than having some place that's really too small to do anything with. $50,000 for a parklet, that's ridiculous. That with that money, they could be fixing all, they could use part of that to fix our streets up and our sidewalks so people won't fall over. And we would have, you know, and be able to get rid of the vendors. So we got to do, I hope that, you know, we need to talk to our council members and tell them that we want our money better well spent taking care of the essentials.
Donna.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Your turn.
Miriam, come on down.
Didn't even know, Mr. Hertzberg, that he didn't even know that Van Nuys, that the downtown city council are now censoring people, and they're really they're turning the cameras away from the speakers, so they're just being very rude to the speakers there, and they've kicked out people, and it's illegal to do that. I know you got on the Brown Act here to do that, but this is only for in case if somebody's who's threatening one's life, that would be justifiable in a case like that. But any other thing else, you really can't. You don't have no merit to do so. So, for that matter, I also would like to have Nuri Martinez to have her take care of the chairs because I am one of the people that are responsible for these chairs here. I'd like to have Nuri Martinez pay for the chairs that we should be getting here and not Van Nuys Neighbor Council.
Thank you, Mary.
So, but that's not just that. I need to be able to speak at the city council to get this done because this is really stifling our efforts here for neighbor councils. And I just found out from a disclosure measure, Donna told me, somebody paying $50,000 to do a parklet, a neighbor council, somebody from her work. And that's outrageous. Just putting a bench, a chair, and what is it, Donna?
A bike rack.
And that's ridiculous. So this kind of thing has to be stopped. It's the frivolous spending that the city council does, and we need to open our video conference. Thank you.
Very good, very good. Candido, you are recognized, sir.
Mr. President, stakeholders, Mr. Hertzberg, thank you very much. You're right. We're all about community. We're all about community. And that's what we do over at We Do Love Van Nuys. With me is Mr. Piper. He's always out in the community. We've done a lot in the last month. I just want to give you an update. We are still working with the cathedral downtown to find out how they got the signs around there so that we can get them over at St. Elizabeth. It's amazing how people don't remember how something
so simple.
Didn't
they just put them up?
No, we've met with three individuals, and it's like nobody's...
Nobody knows anything.
Yeah, everybody's putting it on to everybody else. So we're continuing with that. The food bank, we're expanding. We've increased our deliveries to 2 times a week now, Mr. President, because we're doing that much work with the community. And again,
good
they're
work.
Not homeless. They're people in the community that live in Van Nuys who need the help with the you know, with food at this time.
Very good.
The island, the little island on Kester Kittredge, we just recently cleaned that up, along with a little area north of Valerio, and it was expensive, but they were all the expenses were covered by donation. Last month, and our wonderful head of Rec and Park will talk about it, but she asked for help with the park over there. We've been helping Mr. Piper, an 18-year veteran of the serving this country, has been very helpful in that area, and we've been able to remove the homeless and also to some of the drug people that are there with some other people that I'll bring next month. But the park's doing well. We also were able to get food for about 25 kids. So working with you, Mr. President, we're doing a lot of good things. Okay?
Thank you, Candy. Thank you very much. All right. That concludes public comments for the night. Moving on, the Secretary's report. Mr. Secretary.
Okay. We distributed the minutes. And I have copies of the minutes for anyone to discuss, to take any questions, or I would await a motion to approve the minutes.
I make a motion that we approve the July minutes. Second. Mr. Luna seconds. With that, I call for the vote. Mr. Secretary?
1 second. President Thomas?
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin?
Yes.
Secretary Hendry? Aye. Ms. Hopp?
Aye.
Ms. Meyer? Mr. Lazarevitz?
Yeah.
Mr. Martin? Did I get Mr. Martin's here? No.
San Luis Obispo.
I will, okay, in the future. Ms. Skelton?
Yeah.
Mr. Bileko?
Yes.
Mr. Anand?
I abstain. I haven't had a chance to look at him.
Okay. Mr. De La Cuesta?
I abstain. I haven't looked at him.
No. Okay. I did get you credit for being here, Mr. De La Cuesta. Ms. Padden? Mr. Lynn?
Yes.
Mr. Luna?
Yes.
Mr. Marabi?
Yes.
Okay. Passes.
Very good. Before jumping, did you have anything else?
The bank meeting should be tomorrow night. I will go if it's tomorrow night.
Perfect. Thank you, Mr. Hendry. Before we jump into the treasurer's report, I wanted to call up Senior Lead Officer Tony Kabunik and the newest senior lead, Ms. Kirk. So if we can get a 45-minute crime briefing.
Good evening. My name is Officer Erica Kirk, and I am the newest senior lead officer for the Van Nuys area, Basic Car 9, Adam 23. So I cover from Van Nuys Boulevard, west to the Wash, north to Sherman Way, and I have a pocket down south off of Delano and Kester down to the busway. I have worked Van Nuys for almost 6 years. I was undercover vice for the past couple years. So one of my big passions is the human trafficking movement. And I also worked a citywide vice unit where we focused on that as well. And this is my first month here, so I've just been in for a few weeks. So if anybody has any questions, I hope I can answer them.
Well, yes, Mr. Luna.
Just to clarify, so the intersection of Sherman Way and Van Nuys?
Yes.
Which corner? Because it sounds like you have like kind of a corner from there.
Right. So I have the southwest
is that the
corner.
Is that the pharmacy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Candido.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. I just met Ms. Kirk tonight, and
bars to St. Elizabeth and the vendors, again, they're really nice people. It's just that
right.
they're becoming the new units, and the situation with the sidewalks, it's just, it's no good anymore.
Right, and I heard you mention that you were looking into the signs, and I have also looked into them as well. And there were some signs put up at the Delano Street Park that say no vending. Unfortunately, those signs are specific for parks. So we're all trying to figure out what these no vending signs are that are in front of the cathedral downtown and how we can get them, who made them, where did they come from. So I know that there have been different entities kind of looking into that. I did work last Sunday. I did see the problem. I made sure that I went out and cleared everyone out from that specific area. Unfortunately, I don't work every Sunday. So I have to kind of give some training to the patrol officers in that area and let them know that it is illegal. A lot of people don't realize if they don't have permits, they can't be there. So. You're welcome.
Any other questions for Officer Kirk? Going once, going twice. Thank you, guys.
Wait. Oh.
Wait. Yes.
Mr. Hendry.
Well, I wanted to ask Officer Carbonic one, and I wasn't being critical in sending you the email. I just was concerned about the Target store. There was a murder in the basement at 5 in the morning, but Target keeps pushing their hours later and later till midnight. I've been in the store at 10 o'clock, and I've been scared I was going to get mugged in the milk section because there's just nobody there.
Because of the hours.
And also, they have overnight people who work there, and I was concerned about their own safety.
We have spoken to the management before. We have a good relationship. Unfortunately, that's the hours they keep. They try to keep their employees there through the evening under, let's say, a locked facility after hours. But apparently, it's either their union asked them to have permission to leave the premises during those times. So we're trying to work something out with them, and it was an unfortunate incident that occurred that evening, that morning, but it was somebody who was actually out in the lots washing the lots themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something we're working with.
Well, I keep watching it, and I hope their business gets, if they have business at midnight, that does make it a little safer, but there have been times, as I say, at 11 o'clock, I've felt very abandoned there, and I didn't feel like they were paying attention.
Okay. I can bring that up. I definitely will.
Okay.
Anything else for Officer Kabunik? Yes, Candida.
Oh, thanks for the acknowledgement. Thank you. I do notice that you do have representatives from the Hampton Inn, and I just want to give you a little 2-cent spill on that. The Hampton Inn and I, along with our neighborhood watch in the area, Noble Estates, along with the council office, LaBonge, sat down. We had a series of meetings. We took a look at their plan, not only just their blueprints and so on and what they're planning to do with the expansion and the number of rooms, but we took a look at parking availability for their guests as well as overall aesthetics around the building as far as security reasons. We don't want that to become a haven for some of our street people, the community, so they've met me more than halfway. They kept me abreast of the changes, anything that they need to do, and they're welcoming me forward to give them any suggestions that I may see. And right now, their plan is solid, and they've kept the door open for LAPD and myself to get involved and make any changes, also to hear from the community and your concerns. That way, I can bring it forward to them. So again, they've been solid, they've been open, and very, very cooperative as far as wanting to learn not only from LAPD, but from the community and your concerns. So, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Tony. Thank you very much. All right, bouncing back to the treasurer's report. Ms. Hopp, you're recognized.
Okay, real quick. This is a real long report. It's 2 seconds. Okay, we spent a total of $4.70 last month because remember there was a freeze? Yeah, that was for the few copies that I got that got snuck through. So I have their sheet if you guys want it. We do have the new P-card, and we're working on taking care of some issues on going online and getting things paid. I'll skip real quick to the Budget Advocates report. We met on June 24th, on July 8th, and again last week. And you know Budget Day is the 16th. It's on the agenda. They do have funding issues. They actually have quite a budget, but if we want to give them some money, we can help out. We are trying to move forward on a lot of issues in that department. We've met with Rick Cole three times, those three dates that I mentioned. We've met with him all three times. He's been forthright and really wanting to help us, and we appreciate that because this past funding cycle, we really didn't have the input we thought we would. Hopefully that will improve. And that's my report at this point. Thank you.
Very good. Elected officials' reports. Guillermo, do you want to brief us on the latest and greatest at Inouye's office?
Hi, good evening, everyone. So I have I love some flyers out in the front, and I passed one out to each of the council members. If you didn't get one from me, I have a bunch more. So starting this Friday, the 15th, Councilwoman Ray Martinez will be hosting a series of movie nights here at the Van Nuys Civic Center, right behind Van Nuys City Hall. And so I have the flyer here, and it's this Friday we'll start off with Claudia with a Chance of Meatballs 2. And Friday, August 22nd, we'll have the Lego Movie, starting at 7:30. It's free. It's open to everyone. There will be refreshments. Just feel free to come out, you know, with the family and spend some time watching a great movie in a great environment. So, you know, this is, if anybody needs a flyer, I have it here. Other than that,
can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Why did you stick it on a Friday night?
I'm sorry?
That's when people are off work for the weekend.
Well, I think the idea was that we were thinking of Thursdays, but the kids are in school.
What about doing it on Saturday night or Sunday?
Night? That's something I'd have to talk to them about, but for now, these are the dates we've scheduled. About moving it, I don't know if it would be possible at this point, but that's something we can certainly take into consideration.
Mm. Thank you, Miriam. Does anybody have questions for Guillermo? Going once, going twice. Thank you, Guillermo.
Oh, great.
I can make a statement that the flyer is available on the Van Nuys Neighborhood Council Facebook page as well as on the Neighborhood Council's webpage. So if you need further information, you can refer to that. You don't have to.
Yeah, great. And also, thank you, Howard, for mentioning that. Thank you very much to the Neighborhood Council for posting it on the website and on the Facebook. And I think I saw it on the Twitter as well.
Yep.
So thank you for posting it. If anybody would like an electronic copy, I'd be more than glad to send one to you. So thank you very much, and thank you.
Thank you, Guillermo.
Thank you.
All right, committee chairperson's reports. Let's start with Maria Skelton. Maria, you are recognized.
Thank you to the board. Thank you for everyone for coming out. Just quick little thing. I spoke to Dora, and Dora emailed Guillermo about things and issues at the park, and he did contact the director there, Ms. White, so things are moving along with that. Thank you. Please, people, don't forget Delano Park has the summer night lights. It is free. Please, it's free movies, free food, free everything from, I think it's Tuesday through Saturday, I think from 7 to at least 10. Thank you, Guillermo and Dora. I went to National Night Out. That was a good one. To go over what Derek and I was going over for Kids Day, we did try to book Delano Park, but Nuri has an event there on September the 25th, and we wanted September the 20th, and they told us no. It was one event, one big event, once a month, so Derek and I are still working on it, so I wanted to let y'all know we haven't forgot about that. We now have to pick a different month and a different day. Thank you, Q, for posting all those photos. I did speak to George. George said he will get me on my email because everybody keeps sending you all my photos for you to post. So thank you for being patient with that. Let's see. You know, I always say if we're the Van Nuys Neighborhood Council, and we're about the community. We need to support the community. So I put my money where my mouth is. I had my job. We ordered $207 worth of food from Outlaw Cafe for our lunch. You know, it just takes something simple of just saying, hey, it's hot. We don't have to drive. Everybody don't have to move their parking, move and lose a parking spot. Let's order the food. If we order food, we can keep business here. Everybody want to complain that there's no business in Van Nuys. It's a lot of weed spots and a lot of vacant buildings. But what are you doing to help the business that's there? So a lot, some people were saying something about Outlaw Cafe. He's not closing. He's not doing bad. He's doing good. As a matter of fact, Outlaw Cafe is bringing a lot of foot traffic to Van Nuys. He's been on numerous reality shows taping there. Q? A lot of taping there. So he's doing good. So whatever some people on the board may want to think about Outlaw Cafe, he's bringing acknowledgement. I have went there the other day, and somebody came from Bakersfield. Just because they seen him on that Sunset Paradise, I don't know, some paradise show, whatever it was, but it's a cooking show about food. So thank you for that. Now, I would like to introduce this young man. I did say once a meeting, and every meeting I will bring a young person. I would like for at least a photo to be with this young man. We need to recognize these young kids that's doing good. We always get up here and talk about what these young kids are doing as gangs, as fights, as shooting, as murders. We need to honor these kids when they're doing good. So when this young man finishes whatever, saying what he has to say, introducing himself, we take a photo. Please put that photo on the website and let the community, please hit up the website and just give him like some encouragement of saying keep up the good work, something like that, real simple, plus board members too. Just real quick, young man, come on. Say what you want to say. Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Jose Casillas. I'm in the eighth grade and I go to Robert Fulton.
About 30.
And I mean, I go to church, and my home church is Rock of the Valley with her. I've been going there for about 3 months, and what I wanted to say was I've been doing good in school, and then out of nowhere, last year, I dropped, and I still don't know why. It's just, I don't know why. But this year, so 2 days, and my teachers are already telling me that, because most of my teachers from last year are like, they teach 7th and 8th grade. So they've already told me that I'm getting my act back together, and I'm studying, and through the summer, I went to a summer camp at CSUN, and I mean, it really worked. I know how to do polymorphs, and they were teaching us 10th grade math. I mean... And about the gangs. About the gangs, I've never liked gangs. I'm not with the bad crowd. I don't even hang out with guys that much, guys. So I won't roughhouse. I've never done drugs. I don't like none of that. I just look to God. Thank you.
So again, next month I will try to find another youth that we could support and just honor them, just let them know that we are proud of them. So when the photo go on the website, please let's just encourage our young people. Thank you. Sorry for taking up your time.
Thank you, Maria. For the executive committee agenda report, I'm going to defer to our Vice President, Howard. Howard, could you brief us?
Yes. We have... several things on the agenda right now. This Friday night, between 6:30 and 8:30 p.m. on the Church on the Way in the gym, 14800 Sherman Way, Assemblyman Dreen Nazarian and Mayor Garcetti will be there to talk about the SB 60, which is the driver's license forum. We are one of the sponsors. I can't stress enough that I know there's several things going on that night, including movie night, but we do need a presence there. We have a booth that will be set up in the gymnasium, and we're going to need some either the memo pads, flashlights, bags, something to give away during that event. So I encourage all of you, this Friday night, August the 15th, 6:30 to 8:30, Church on the Way. The mayor will be there, and Assemblyman Nazarian will be there as well. Your presence is not only welcomed, it's requested. So please show up. Please talk to me later about the setup time for the booth. We're going to need the banner, the outreach banner for that. We're going to need this banner that's behind me that I will bring for the behind the table. But for the table, we need the old Van Nuys Neighborhood Council banner. There's another several things on the agenda here. On October the 25th, between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., the health fair that will be sponsored by not only the Van Nuys Neighborhood Council, but Nuri Martinez's office will be taking place at 14702 Sylvan Street. That's on the corner, I believe, of either Sylvan and Cedros or Sylvan and Vesper. It's at the Children's Community School. And there will be a health fair there. There'll be free vaccinations and a number of health screenings, including dental. This is something that we really need to have participation from the Van Nuys Council and all the participants and all of our stakeholders. The time is between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Again, the address, 14702 Sylvan, and that's between that's on Sylvan at the Children's Community Health, the Children's Community School. We also, I'll talk about the community impact statement later. It was brought up at our executive meeting that there were some, there was genuine need on the part of this council to have a camera at the disposal of the outreach committee. The Van Nuys Council has a camera. We have a camera, a printer. We have reams of paper. We have ink. We have a lot of stuff. But unfortunately, it's not in the possession of any of the council members at this time. It's with the old outreach chair, Herbert Thompson. I have requested of Mr. Thompson that he surrender the material to the council. I have not gotten any response in a week and a half from him. If anybody knows, both of his phone numbers have been disconnected. Has he moved, or is he still in the area? Anybody know?
I don't.
I spoke with Mr. Herbert Thompson, and he stated that all that was turned in.
It was not turned in.
It was never turned in. Have him contact me and respond to the email. The email was sent to Dunn. Dunn is aware of the fact that he has it. An inventory was taken on December 2nd at this meeting, 2012. He never surrendered the material. He said at the time that he wanted to keep the printer and pay for the printer. He said he wanted to keep the camera and pay for the camera. He has never turned the camera, the USB cord. I sent him a complete list of all items that are outstanding. He has not responded in any way, shape, or form to the email.
May I add to that comment? Because since that time, there were there's other inventories, and I spoke to Mr. Thompson myself, and he did tell me that the same thing that Howard just said, that he wanted to purchase the items, and we spoke to Dunn about that, and Dunn said they never allow anyone to purchase anything from the neighborhood council. It must be in the neighborhood council's possession because they were the ones who paid for it. So we need to get those things back, and he is the one who has them.
Candy, loop me in. Thank you very much.
All right. I will later talk about the street vending community impact statement when we get onto that agenda item. Perfect. That's it for me.
Thank you, Howard. Thank you very much. Anyone else? Committee chairperson's reports.
Yeah.
Paul.
Yes, yeah, so we had our Government Affairs Committee meeting in cooperation with the Plum Committee meeting, which unfortunately they were filming in our Civic Center at the time. So it really put a strain on our time because a lot of people showed up late. But the things we did review were, as requested, we reviewed the bylaws to see about what's going on there, and we had, I don't know if Councilman De La Cuesta had a chance to transcribe that language that was recorded for what we wanted to present.
I don't have it. I have the recording.
Okay. Is it possible we can get that language then, and we can go ahead and submit that for the executive committee for the...
Carino told me that out of your committee, two things came out. One was resubmit the July 2012 bylaws to Dunn, which is on the agenda for tonight, and the other one was address current posting requirements in regards to the Ralph M. Brown Act and possibly adopt new procedures. So Carino briefed me that those things got out of your committee, so they made it onto the general meeting agenda.
Right,
page two.
And we had specific language for that bylaws, for the bylaws vote, but... That is part of what we wrote in our statement, was that we confirm that we've adopted, that we are continuing to operate under those bylaws, and that we will resubmit those bylaws. However, we don't agree that we've not voted on any change of any bylaws. Therefore, the existing bylaws must be the bylaws that we are operating under.
Perfect. We're all on the same page.
So we had written language or crafted language to that effect. Additionally, I believe we tabled the reimbursements due to time, and we had didn't have a chance to really talk about standing rule for censure, but we will continue that for our next meeting.
Very good.
And with regards to posting agendas, the posting actually does occur in the bylaws. It is listed, so it would require an amendment to the bylaws.
Perfect. Very good, Paul. Thank you very much, sir. All right, without further ado, if we have nothing else from any of the chair people, we'll get into new business.
I have a question.
Yes.
First, the secretary's report, since I didn't have a chance to read either, but I now have 2 points of clarification.
Yes, what is the...
I like the June minutes. I requested the secretary to email them to me twice. I have not received them yet. Specifically, I wanted the information on the vote taken at the June meeting regarding the CIS. And the second point I'd like to discuss regarding CIS for the living wage hotel workers, and the second policy that you voted on. Since it did not pass, will you still submit a CIS indicating a negative support for that? Or, because I think it's important that we go on record.
Yeah, actually, that is a good idea.
So, Mr. Secretary, can you please get her the June minutes and the July minutes, and then we will move on from there?
I have July, a copy of July's minute.
June. She wants June minutes.
I don't have a copy of June with me, but I can we'll be willing to discuss
Does
it.
Does he have your email?
Pardon? Yes, I emailed him.
Perfect.
Mr. President, just for a point of clarification.
Yes, sir.
I believe the last issue that she brought up, I think we did support it. I don't think we opposed it.
Yes, we did. We opposed it.
I think we supported it, did we not?
No, we didn't.
No, when we took it to a vote, I don't think that it passed. But she brings up a very interesting point, whether we would submit a community impact statement saying that we do not support.
Correct. We should.
Which we should send that downtown. And I have no if the council has no objection to it, I'm more than happy to submit the fact that we did not support the language and send that downtown.
Yes.
So without objection, I'm happy to send that in by the end of the week. And then, Mr. Secretary, you'll get her the June minutes to review?
Yes.
Very good.
Thank you.
All right, jumping into new business. 8A, the Van Nuys Neighborhood Council to submit a community impact statement in regards to the Child and Sex Trafficking Summit. The VNNC will come up with legislative language for the City Council and our state representatives to address this very important issue. Councilman Lazarovitz, this is your baby. So yes. Where are we at?
We are at the Public Safety Committee meeting today. And we talked about getting together with Councilwoman Martinez to see what our next step is, to work in conjunction with her, with the state legislator, to come up with some language for coming up with some new laws or changing some of the existing laws. Regarding prostitution? Is it sex trafficking? Okay.
They're using these women for sex slaves, the ISIS. So I want to make that legislation international. If we can move for that, if we can get Obama to rectify his mistake for letting this guy go. He's the leader of the ISIS. He sprung him out.
Okay. Let's focus on the local issue and okay, we will address the war in Iraq at a later time. Right now, we are focusing on this community impact statement.
Yes.
So
we're going to come up after I have a meeting with her. We'll see which direction we're going. We'll come up with a statement.
So do we want to hold off before?
Yes.
Okay, so
we might have some ideas that we don't know about. I don't know about. So once we have the meeting.
Okay, so with the briefing from Speaker Hertzberg anyway, we do have some time before the legislative session starts next year. Basically, it was my understanding we were going to see if we could impound the car for 30 days if the John's caught with a minor prostitute. We were going to come up with a required John school. And we were also going to change the penal code to stipulate that under 18 is a strikeable offense, not under 14. So if that's
and
what...
with stiffer penalties.
Stiffer penalties.
Absolutely.
Okay, so if that's what's going in, if that's what we're using to meet with Nuri, let's go ahead and table this till next month.
Yeah.
And then we will come up with the legislative language and loop Adrene in.
We'll
loop
have an update next month.
Hertzberg in and...
My committee meets before the regular council meeting at 6 p.m. So if you want to come and join us, you're more than welcome.
Beautiful. Joseph, I'm going to forward you Miriam's email address, and you can loop her in on all future meetings.
Okay.
Beautiful. All right, you guys, we'll table that until Joseph meets with the councilwoman, and then we will formulate language next month. So 8A has been tabled. 8B, the VNNC to fund additional chairs for the council chambers. Mr. Vice President, you had a little bit of information for this on this issue.
I spoke with Guillermo today and then to Linda Levitan. At this point, I don't know that we're going to be able to get any more of these chairs, even with matching funds from the council. Could I finish the statement, please?
Yeah. Okay.
Linda Levitan offered made a kind offer that any time we were going to have a large gathering like the sex traffic summit or the health fair or whatever, that with proper notice, she would be happy to arrange for a chair drop to be sent from a rental company to the Van Nuys Neighborhood Council, and they will be here for the evening and then picked up the following morning. I offered the fact that we would do matching funds, and it does not appear that there will be any matching funds from the council office from CD6 at this point in time. I have a conversation that is scheduled with Jim D'Antona, who is her chief of staff, and we'll find out where we're sitting sometime next week, and I can make an informed George and I took a look at the bottom of the chairs. We'll contact the manufacturer and see how much they actually cost and if we can buy them wholesale.
They will pay for the rental.
Oh,
yeah. Good. Well, then we can do that. I like that idea. Because the other thing was, remember I mentioned that Tracy said she would be glad to help us out, too. So I know it's like pulling teeth, but if we can't purchase more through Tracy, with Tracy's help, then I would say rent them and let them pay for them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, rent them.
We do have the opportunity. We do have the opportunity to buy them ourselves. We've appropriated $1,500. Well, we have on the... on the docket tonight, on the agenda tonight, a proposal to expend $1,500 of the Van Nuys Neighborhood Council funds on new chairs. We'll see where we are.
Okay.
All right, so Donna and Miriam have a speaker card in on this. Let's hear from Miriam first.
Yes, I spoke on public comment earlier. The fact is that we shouldn't be having to pay for these chairs. That the Van Nuys City Council should, the late Nuri Martinez, the council lady, should be picking up the tab, because the fact is everybody uses this room. The police trainers, all these other they have other meetings here besides just our meeting. So it should be paid by the Van Nuys City Council. So what I'm saying is, I guess they want to spend more money renting because in the long term, it's going to cost more. I want to do it that way if you have to, than having, I don't want Van Nuys Neighborhood Council picking up the tab. It's not right. And, I've been the one pushing for all getting these chairs, because we had those plastic ones, and ouch, pinch. So I'm just saying is that we need to work out something here, because renting in the long run is going to be costly for the city, and I don't think it's not fair. I do not want the neighbor council to pay for out of their funds, matching funds, to buy chairs. It's just not right, because it's going to be other people using them.
Okay, first of all, I want to say these chairs are nice, so that we know that these chairs are nice. And I'm glad to see as many as they are now. I don't know if that's counted in the 1,500 or in these chairs that we have now, or if they're talking about other chairs, because that's not very clear.
More chairs.
Okay, so I would think that $1,500 could, along with these chairs, might be enough chairs. But I am disappointed that CD6 is not paying for it, and I don't know why they won't look to actually have paid for that $1,500. So that kind of disappoints me, because, as she said, a lot of people use that. So in a sense, we're paying for chairs that are going to be used by other people. So that's disappointing. Okay.
So that concludes the public comment on 8B. Council members, we can vote on the 1500 and buy new chairs. We can sit on this.
I have
no pun intended.
Question
can buy the chair
as well. I have one point of
yes,
information.
Paul.
The county uses this room as well. Zoning administration, planning, etc. uses this very room.
Cheers.
every week. So is there any opportunity to discuss to them? Because certainly this is a problem for them, I'm sure, as well.
We've been going around in this circle for years now. I concur that the other levels of government that use this room should be chipping in, but it's possible that this council should maybe take the leadership role on this and just buy new chairs and everyone can move on with their lives. So I'm happy to go with the flow of whatever the rest of the council wants on this. We can allocate $1,500 and buy new chairs. We can send letters to the Planning Commission and LAPD training. Penelope.
Why don't we contact each councilperson since every council district uses this and ask them for $200? There you go. $400. Whatever it is, but the burden shouldn't be on CD6. And the burden shouldn't be on us. It should be a shared expense.
Here, here. Thank you.
So I concur, but how would you guys like to move forward on this right now? Mr. Luna. All right, Mr. Luna, you're recognized.
How many chairs does $1,500?
We don't know.
How do we come up with $1,500?
It's just an arbitrary number we pulled out of the sky. I mean, we can, if you flip that over, I'll look up on their website right now and we can see how much these go for. It's on the bottom of the chair.
$1,500 is a good number.
No, I mean, so.
I'd probably buy three chairs.
How do we move forward on this, guys? Do you want to allocate the $1,500 now? Do a funding vote? Yes. Maria.
It's a nice chair.
Numerous departments from all levels of the government center use this room. So do a lot of nonprofits. So do a lot of community groups. I think we should not. I think it'd be sending actually a bad message, bad sign.
What if we got chairs that says courtesy of the neighborhood council?
And building and safety and every other department in the valley wants to use this room and they have nothing to sit on, still complain.
Sure. Mr. Piper.
If we buy them, can we lock them up afterwards?
No, it's like how it is here. Candida.
Mr. President, if you take a look at who uses these, we use these once a month. And so we're going to spend $1,500 to buy them. And I understand why you want to do that. But I also feel that the council office, if they were putting, if you take a look, and I agree with Maria, all the nonprofits, all the groups that they invite to use them, that's where the wear and tear takes place.
Sure. So, Guillermo, do you have a list of who uses this room? I know you have a magic book at City Hall. Can you get us the information so we can send letters?
It varies from city departments. Sometimes it's state, sometimes it's county, sometimes it's LAPD. Sometimes it is nonprofits or community organizations. So it's really a very group, from my understanding.
So, like, maybe we'll take a look at a quarter, you know, like we'll look at 3 months and see who uses it the most. Then this council can send a letter to those people asking for matching funds, and we'll allocate, say, $250 or $500 in hopes that they will do that too.
I believe that the argument will be made that whoever uses this room, whether it be a nonprofit or police or their testing, are fine with the number of chairs that are in this room.
Available.
The problem lies in the fact that we have expanded the scope of this council to include debates between sheriffs, candidates. We're going to have an upcoming debate for Kuehl and Shriver. We have we're attracting so many people to this council chamber that we don't have the seating to supply them with a place to sit down. The problem is our problem. It's not their problem. They're probably happy as clams with the number of chairs that are in this room. They just don't need them.
George?
Yes, Miriam, we'll hear from you one more time.
Suggestion.
Yes.
If we have to, can we use the Van Nuys City Hall? Can we ask?
council, we can borrow that chambers for the big summits.
We can definitely send him a letter and see what he says. So without further ado, if it pleases the council, I will ask Guillermo to take a look at like the last 3 months, see who uses this chamber the most, and we will send out some letters and continue on. Very good. So if it pleases the council, we'll table 8B.
Yes.
Very good. 8C, the VNNC to plan and execute funding and planning for our annual retreat, the VNNC retreat to be held on Saturday, August 23rd, 2014. I've already discussed this with the head librarian, Kelly Tyler, who is here with us. Basically, for our retreat, what we were looking at is to do required training in the morning from Dunn, so everyone sitting on this council can vote on funding issues and whatnot. And then in the afternoon, Kelly was going to lead the way on the Public Libraries Community Conversations, which is an initiative to gather knowledge and engage people on issues. Kelly, can you brief us a little more on what we're looking to do next Saturday afternoon? Not this Saturday, but next Saturday. Kelly Tyler, everybody.
Hello. So the library here at Van Nuys was selected one of the 10 public libraries from across the country to participate in an initiative with the American Library Association called Libraries Transforming Communities. So I think I've already explained this a little bit to you, that Penny Meyer, who sits on your board, came with myself and two other librarians to Denver to participate in a three-day training where we learned different techniques to work with groups such as the neighborhood councils or community police advisory boards or other groups that meet regularly to work with them to create what we would call, I guess, a North Star document, where this is a document you would work on together, or different things that you would talk about together, facilitated by myself at the library and another librarian. So at the end of the training or conversation, you would have a sort of document you could refer to regularly that would assist you when you need to approve funding or do different things. And the whole idea is to make a bigger impact in your community or to come together around different issues. And this is just one of the arms of what we're doing at the library. The other part is to go out and have conversations with community stakeholders across a few months, and then to gather different knowledge to share with you about the different issues across the community that come out throughout different conversations with diverse groups of people. So I don't know if that explains it well enough. So we'll be coming together, and then I'll be doing kind of different activities with you, essentially, to come up with kind of common goals that you all share as a board, as kind of a guiding star for as you make funding decisions and different things that you do to serve Van Nuys.
Does anybody have any questions for Kelly? Going once. Eight to five. It's 10 to 5, I believe, well, right?
The library is open 10 to 5:30 that day, so we've just reserved the room for you.
Perfect. Thank you, Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. All right. Getting into the meat and potatoes of local government, it is some zoning variance and conditional use permits. Carino, 8D, 6939 Van Nuys Boulevard. That got out of your committee just fine? Beautiful. Is Andy Babilian in the room? Vonces. All right, sir, you're recognized.
Hello.
Hi.
Bear with me, I'm a little under the weather, but I'm the representative. My name is Argan Amalian, and this is the owner, Andy Babilian. And we're here on behalf of Vibe Group, LLC, who's the applicant, which Andy has ownership of. We can go over a brief overview of what the proposal is.
Sure.
I know some of you have heard that. Andy will go ahead and pass out some visuals for you. Basically, we propose a conditional use permit for a zone variance, a conditional use for alcohol and a zone variance. What we're proposing to do, the existing use is a banquet hall along with an adult daycare. We're proposing to take out the adult daycare portion of it and remain a banquet hall. It will have some remodeling on the exterior and interior, but that remodeling will stay on the pretty much the footprint of what it is currently. We are asking for a zone variance because the rear portion of the property is zoned P zone, so we're asking to encroach on that about 1,633 feet on the first floor and 2,644 feet on the second floor. And there is no current parking on there. We're not encroaching on the parking spaces or anything. However, we just have to follow the procedures per planning and ask for a zone variance to do so. The parking will remain as is. The height, it will be two stories. However, it's about 25 feet. So it's not an expansion in that sense. And
any questions? Council members, Paul?
No, I think it's a very if you look at the design as well, I thought it was very nice the work you guys are doing to put the stone and the lighting. So, yeah, I'm in support of it.
Anybody else? Karina.
We're still continuing our outreach, but as of today, I have not heard anything or gotten any calls in. And as far as I know, I've reached out to the planning department as well. And I know the case is yet to be assigned. However, they have not heard anything either. So, yeah. Yeah. Not yet. Yeah.
Does anybody else have any questions for the applicants?
No, I think they're doing a good job.
So you guys are looking for us to approve this, and then you want a letter of support?
Yes.
Please. Yes.
All right. I make a motion we adopt the 8D as is and provide these nice people with a letter of support. With that, I call for the vote, Mr. Secretary, on 8D.
President Thomas.
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin.
Yes.
Secretary Hendry. Yes. Treasurer Hopp. Ms. Meyer.
Yes.
Mr. Lazarevitz.
Yes.
Ms. Skelton.
Is Maria.
Not available. Mr. Waleko.
Yes.
Mr. Anand.
Aye.
Mr. De La Cuesta.
Yes.
Ms. Padden.
Aye.
Ms. Padden?
Yes.
Yeah.
Aye.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Mr. Lynn.
Abstain.
Mr. Luna.
Yes.
Mr. Marabi.
Yes.
It passes.
Very good. Just loop me and Carino and myself in, and we'll get you the letter. How time sensitive is it?
Yeah, and just keep me updated as far as, with the planning.
I will. It should have been assigned by the end of this week, and from there, I think it's a couple weeks out because it's expedited, so we're reaching our three-month mark. Okay. So we'll be moving pretty quick now. Okay. Thank you so much.
Perfect. Thank you, guys. Shannara Galatun. Okay. We, yes.
Before you move on, we didn't get a vote on my 477 budget expenditure.
Well, let's jump on back to the treasurer's report.
Okay.